The National Park Service celebrates 101 years as an organization Friday. In the year 1920, there were 1 million recreational visits to NPS parks across the nation. That number has skyrocketed to 307 million visits in 2015, nearly the entire population of the United States. Summer is a popular time to tour national parks, including the nation's fifth most popular park, Utah's Zion National Park, with 4 million yearly visitors.
I think getting outside is really important and provides a really important way for people to kind of restore and recharge.
That was Alyssa Ravazio, CEO of the website HipCamp, which connects travelers to private and public campsites. She says the popularity of national parks can make it difficult to find a place to stay.
When I started, planning my own camping trips, I felt so frustrated at how difficult it was to find a spot. So many of the campgrounds book up 6 months in advance.
Ravazio says the solution to the campsite shortage was reaching out to private families and businesses who can offer their land to camp on through HipCamp.
We started working with private landowners 2 summers ago to unlock access to entirely new places for people to camp. These can be, big nature preserves. They can be ranches. They can be farms. It really runs a big gamut of what we are working with here.
HipCamp has sites all over the U.S. and even offers locations around Utah's five national parks. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Dennis Stock in Logan.